Well, where the plane impacted in Shanksville, it was in a very rural area, and actually, as I got through each layer, it was pretty crowded. It was almost like, you know, different levels, layers that you were going through. And when I finally got to the location where we had secured as a like a law enforcement area to work out of, there was a bluff, a small little area that you could overlook the crash site from. And I remember walking up there, looking down, and it was very peaceful. It was very quiet. And the only thing you saw at the site were people just really surveying it. And there wasn't anything being done at the time. It was just people were walking around measuring it. And it was very, very strange to me. looked to me like it just looked like a place that needed to be picked up. There was dust all over everything. And I didn't know what I know now about the area. And it was hard to believe that a plane had crashed there. During the time that the families were there, they had large equipment that was down there working on the site, and the decision was made to halt any work that was being done down there, and then the members of the evidence response teams just stood at attention while the families were up there, so that they didn't. You know, they want to show some respect for the families and not have them working on the scene while they were there.